Welcome back to it on a Thursday, the 12th of September. It's the Steve Gerber Show live from the Lansing Center, downtown Lansing, just in the shadow of the state capitol, of course, at the Brain Association of Michigan's annual fall conference. Sitting and visiting with John Prosser, the vice president of Health Partners. You've been involved in this whole game, if you will, of the rehab, the brain injuries, the spinal cord injury, the traumatic injury. You've been involved in this for a very long time. I want to ask you one thing about the no fault that I think could have been corrected, because I'm getting the feeling here, John, we're going to get to this in just a minute, that maybe the argument isn't over yet. I mean, we're sitting here talking, and you have a fire in your eye and a boost in your voice. I feel like the argument's not over quite yet, and the people sitting here in the audience got a look in their eye, too. So, but one of the things that never made sense to me about the no-fault, the way it was set up originally, is the fee is on the vehicle itself, correct?
Correct.
If you have a car that you pay, what was it, $160, $180?
Yeah, for the catastrophic fund, right.
Correct. And that didn't make sense to me, and so people complained about the cost. Wouldn't it have made more sense? Because if you have a motor vehicle that has five passengers in it and one driver, and the driver paid the fee, but the other five didn't, and they're all injured in that accident, everybody gets covered under the fee. Wouldn't it have made more sense, or would it make more sense in the future, instead of paying $180 for that vehicle, maybe everybody paid $25 when they renewed their license, and then everybody's in the fund, and everybody's got a skin in the game. Just my idea. You can throw it out if you don't like
it. Well,
it's
possible. No, I mean, there are other people that I've heard suggest such a thing. There are people who have said that some of the arguments from the insurance companies is some of the people don't pay for insurance. It's estimated. They don't know, but maybe 20% of the population of drivers don't actually buy insurance because they can't afford it.
Well, we can't fix everything.
Well, no, but I'm saying, look, this is what drove this conversation about a transparent discovery process of how can we reduce premiums. Look at Detroiters are often paying $500 a month. Now, the high risk that they suffer is theft and collision. This
sure.
is a fact. The insurance companies came out in public and misrepresented the facts. They said that it's the cost of health insurance, the PIP portion, but then under testimony, they admitted their claims are only $20,000 a file on average, and they're already selling you a $550,000 coverage level.
Right.
So there's $24 billion in the fund, which is all post-acute. There's no problem. We needed
so
an audit.
For anybody that doesn't understand, the catastrophic fund is if you're injured and your $550,000 is exhausted. You
Correct.
Spent all that. Your insurance company says we're out. Then it would defer back to the catastrophic fund.
And that's by design. Our legislature
right.
said we need to find a way to take care of people for life with a quality of life.
Now what happens?
Well, you're still going to have the option to keep your lifetime insurance, but my fear, and many in the industry fear, that there will be a finesse game, not unlike what the insurance companies did with people to get them to coordinate their benefit with their health insurer, which is the dumbest thing in the world. Why? Because your major medical, you'll need that for something unrelated to your auto accident.
Correct.
If, God forbid, you ever get a disease.
Right.
Okay? But the insurance companies push that first dollar onto the person, but they never explain it. There's no disclosure. It's just, hey, Tom, do you got health insurance? Yeah, oh, I can save you a few bucks. But what's the cost-benefit ratio for that? I mean, wouldn't you rather know that you're never going to go bankrupt, you're not going to get put on Medicaid, and you're going to get cared for in the best way possible in the world for $15 a month?
Yeah, when I think about that, I don't concern myself so much with myself, but for people that I know and love.
Yeah, your loved ones, exactly.
Absolutely.
Your children. I mean, could you imagine if your child, I mean, I have a client, and we started serving her when she was 4 years old, and she's 12. She was in a rollover accident. Her mother had her perfectly positioned in the seat. She's in the back of the minivan, but the truck driver had a heart attack and rolled over on her. So she's a C4 quad on a vent. She will need home care the rest of her life. And she gets one-on-one care from a nurse in her home. Hopefully, she'll live another 40 years.
Well, here's one of the things that we've heard a lot in the conversations, and we heard this leading up to before the governor signed it. I heard it last night when I was talking to some of the folks here, and that is the fee scales. The fees are going to be reduced, capped, and everything else, to a point that a lot of these people that provide service today, I talked to a couple last night, they provide service in Northern Michigan, they have 36 1099 employees. They said they will not be able to afford about 30 of those employees, maybe more.
Well, this is the bill that came out at 1 in the morning. It's 130 pages long, and the two most distressing components are, in 1 year's time, in the summer, June of 2020, the insurance companies are going to start selling less than lifetime care. There's no logic behind this at all, but they're going to be allowed to do it.
Right.
That's going to mean that whatever percentage of people don't buy the lifetime coverage will be unservable in the event that they suffer a catastrophic injury.
And the people that do buy it, the rates have to go way up.
Well, they will go up. Even though you get the tiny discount on your PIP, you're going to have to buy more liability. So I would predict your policies will probably rise 15-20%. on the gross of the premium. But the big thing is 2 years from now, and again, this was allowed to be written by the insurance companies, and the politicians smiled and nodded and said, oh, geez, thanks. And in 2 years' times, they're going to start paying those of us who provide services 55% of our bill rate.
John, let me ask you the most important question of all of these questions. Is the argument over?
No. We're still alive, brother. Okay? And every day we get up, we're going to go make our argument. I talked with a handful of legislators last night, as my colleagues did. We're going to have this rally. We're going to raise our voices. We're going to say this is wrong. It's wrong morally. It's wrong ethically. It's wrong financially. Why did you abandon the promise? Hence the name, Michigan Auto Insurance Promise.
But what recourse do you have? It's been signed.
Without revealing all of our strategies, believe me, there's a great deal of intellectual capital that are contemplating dozens of different things.
Sure.
That can and will be done. We're not simply not going to lie down because certain legislators handed the baton to the insurance companies to destroy the greatest thing that's ever been done. You might recall I wrote a book called Accident, Michigan's Insurance Model for America. I'm talking to Florida. I'm talking to Georgia. I'm talking to Texas, California, New York. They have the largest budgets for Medicaid. 40% say the health departments of those states, 40% of their Medicaid populations are people that went bankrupt after a car accident.
John Gwynn-Prosser, Vice President of Healthcare Partners, also serves as president of the Neurotrauma Association, also a member of the Brain Injury Provider Council and the Coalition to Preserve Auto No Fault. Again, that march is on September the 25th. It starts at what time?
9 o'clock is the gathering at the Lansing Center, and the actual rally on the Capitol lawn starts at 11:30 in the morning.
John, always a fascinating education.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, brother.
Always good to have you. It's the Steve Huber Show on a Thursday. Let that all kind of settle in. We'll be right back. You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Mauer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. I called Mauer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Mauer Foster Insurance. In Lansing.
Some high school game officials get involved because they decided it was time to stop complaining about the referees as a spectator and become one. They found it to be a rewarding and humbling experience. We always need more officials. To get involved, go to MHSAA.com. There's help wanted, just whistle. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Promoting the value and values of educational athletics.